And a live look tonight from Orlando, where just minutes ago, a remembrance ceremony began for the deadliest attack on the LGBTQ community in U.S. history. News Nation's Brian Enton takes a look at how survivors and families of the victims continue to fight for the friends and loved ones they've lost.
You don't wish this on your worst enemy. What we had to endure.
Amanda Grau was shot 4 times at Pulse nightclub in June 2016. She spent weeks in the hospital and had multiple surgeries, and now she's working as an EMT to honor the first responders who saved her life.
What better way than to pay it forward than becoming an EMT myself? I was given a second chance, and I'm not going to waste it. So I just want to spread love and do good in the world and just help anybody that I can.
Norman Cassiana Mojica was also shot that night and says he is still afraid what he experienced could happen again.
I'm stuck in that loop of something is going to happen. So it's hard.
Like Amanda Grau, he had friends among the 49 who died that night. He said this year he's prioritized his mental health, moved into his own apartment, and hopes to make his friends who lost their lives proud.
For them to be able to see like that we, those of us that did survive, we deserved to survive, and we're doing what we can with it for them.
As President Biden prepares to designate the Pulse nightclub a national memorial, he released a statement today declaring the need to address the public health epidemic of gun violence, specifically its impact on the LGBTQ community. He also urged the Senate to swiftly pass the Equality Act to ensure LGBTQ Americans finally have equal protection under the law. Brian Enton, News Nation.